Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this Easter day, the day of the resurrection, year C. Our readings for today, Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. Psalm 118, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 19 to 26, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And therefore we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, yours is the victory, ours is the hope. Yours is the triumph, ours is the joy. Yours is the glory, ours is the peace. Yours is the power, ours is the trust. Lord, may your risen presence hold us, guide us, and lead us now and forever. Amen. This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Lord, we celebrate today not only that you rose from the dead, but that you are our living Lord. We praise you for the empty tomb, and we celebrate your victory over life and death. We call you friend and brother, and we name you Savior and King. But today we declare that you are the Lord. We come with hymns of worship and our prayers of praise. We come to give you honor and the thanks and the glory you deserve. We pray that the power that raised Christ from the dead will transform our lives, our witness, and our worship for the glory of your name. Amen. And so we have the hymn, Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem. We pray the collect for Easter Day, followed by the Easter Anthem, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Easter Anthem, Christ our Passover. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleavened of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For what in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And so we pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Looking for Jesus. Looking for Jesus. Jesus the Christ, the one who the scribes, chief priests, and Pharisees claimed he was the King of the Jews, was crucified by the Roman soldiers on the instructions of Pontius Pilate. Pilate knew he was innocent, and that for envy, the chief priests accused Jesus of blasphemy and brought him to Pilate for the death sentence. Pilate, in his desire to please, offered the crowd a choice between Jesus and Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber and in prison for starting an insurrection. The crowd, instigated by the Jewish hierarchy, chose Barabbas and shouted that Jesus should be crucified. Crucifixion, the most cruel way ever invented to put another human being to death. Jesus was sentenced to death by crucifixion, and the sentence was carried out on Friday around midday. He hung on the cross for about 3 hours, during which time there occurred a number of strange and startling phenomena. Luke records, it was now about noon, and darkness covered the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. While the sun's light faded, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Luke 23, verses 44 and 45. Matthew records, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Matthew 27, verses 51 and 52. All this should have been a sign to his followers and to all the people that Jesus was no ordinary person. However, none so blind as he who would not see. It took the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus. When they saw the earthquake and what took place, they testified and said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Matthew 27, verse 54. When the soldiers checked to see if Jesus was dead, he had already committed his spirit to the Father. Therefore, they did not break his legs. Joseph of Arimathea was granted the body of Jesus by Pilate. He wrapped it in a linen shroud and placed it in an unused rock-hewn tomb. The woman who followed Jesus from Galilee saw the tomb where Jesus had been laid. As the Sabbath was about to begin, they returned to where they were staying to prepare spices and ointments to be used to prepare his body for a proper burial when the Sabbath was over. They were not impressed by the events of the crucifixion. They did not remember the words of Jesus that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Luke chapter 9, verse 22. The 12, even as they were dispersed in various directions because of fear, did not remember his words when he took them aside and said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles, and he will be mocked and insulted and spat upon. After they have flogged him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise again." Luke chapter 18, verses 31b to 33. Were they not paying attention? Or were they so overcome with fear and grief that they did not remember his words? That is why early on Sunday morning, the women made their way to the tomb with the spices and ointments they had prepared. When they arrived, the tomb was open, the large stone was rolled away from its entrance, and the body of Jesus was not there. Suddenly, Luke tells us, two angels appeared and asked them that very important question: "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Luke chapter 24, verse 5a. They were looking for one who is alive in a tomb. Then the angel gave them the good news: "He is not here, but has risen, as he said. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Luke 24, verses 5b to 7. Luke records, "Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Verses 8 and 9. Jesus, the Son of God, was raised from the dead as he said he would. But his close followers, the 11 and the woman, were looking for him in the tomb. They forgot what he said. Therefore, they were searching for him in the wrong place. They were indeed looking for the living among the dead. How often do we not do the same? How often do we look for truth in a world full of falsehood? How often do we look for goodness in a world that is evil? How often do we look for light in a world that is full of darkness? How often do we look for Jesus in the wrong places? If we are looking for Jesus, we do not have to take the word of others. We can encounter Jesus ourselves in the Word of God. The Old Testament prophesies his coming as Master, as Messiah, the Good Shepherd, and the True Vine. And all of this is fulfilled in the Gospels, and the effect of his presence in the world is recorded in the rest of the New Testament. You see, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, is available to all of us. We can find him in the Word of God and the Word from God, the Bible, our Holy Scripture. The Collect for Proper 28 in our Book of Common Prayer reminds us that God caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning. We are therefore called to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. We must take the time to study Holy Scripture to enable it to become a part of us. We will believe in the Word of God, and in believing, allowing the Holy Spirit to direct our path. We will seek Jesus in the right places, not in the things of the world, not in the empty tomb, but in the Word of God and in our experience of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus the Christ, who died so that we might be forgiven, has promised to be with us always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28, verse 20. When we seek Jesus, we need to remember that he is with us, and the Holy Spirit will reveal him to us. Remember, Jesus says to us, seek and you will find. The Lord be with you. Amen. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord of life, in rising from the dead, you bring a hope that reaches beyond this life. Fill your church with the vibrancy that it may proclaim anew your salvation. Raise our sights beyond the limits of our expectation. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord of life, you love all people equally. Leave no place for the hatreds that divide and oppress. Bind us together as fellow citizens of your kingdom. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord of life, you choose to reveal your rising to the woman first. Forgive the prejudices that dismiss the witness of those you make unlikely messengers. Bring new life to all our relationships. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord of life, you offer a vision of new heavens and a new earth. Keep from despair all who carry heavy burdens of mind or body. Strengthen and uphold them in all their suffering. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord of life, your resurrection startled and amazed, grief-stricken, fearful friends. In your love, raised all who have died. Make our song the Alleluias of heaven. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, number 6. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to conk the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you today and always. Amen. And we wish you and your families a very holy and a very happy Easter. May we have a real experience of the risen Christ in our lives. And so we continue to approach the pandemic without fear as we continue to worship God every day, to wear our mask, making sure that it covers our nose and mouth. We watch our distance and we wash our hands at least 20 minutes with soap and water. And so we leave you today with the Lydian singers and the Hallelujah chorus.